20 years ago, the Soviet Union was forced to withdraw from the World Psychiatric Association. This came after revelations that Soviet psychiatrists had committed political dissidents to mental asylums because of their views. As the World Psychiatric Association begins its Congress today in Yokohama, Japan, psychiatric and human rights groups are alleging similar and more numerous abuses in China. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
In June of 1992, on Beijing's Tiananmen Square, a man unfurled a banner commemorating the pro-democracy protests that took place there in 1989. Police detained the protester, Beijing resident Wang Wanxing, labeled him a paranoid psychotic, and later sent him to Beijing's Ankang Mental Hospital, one of 20 such institutions in China that are partly run by the police. Wang's family claims he has been beaten by other inmates and involuntarily medicated while in detention. Wang has proclaimed his innocence and sanity all along. His wife says it's time for him to be let out. My husband has been locked up for 10 years, she says. He hasn't had any kind of mental illness, but if they keep holding him, he really may become a madman. Under that kind of psychological pressure, not even the strongest-willed person can hold up indefinitely. China's foreign ministry has denied that people are locked up in insane asylums for their political beliefs. But a recent report put out by the groups Human Rights Watch and the Geneva Psychiatry Initiative cites Chinese psychiatric journals that document abuses over several decades. The report's author, British researcher Robin Munro, says the worst of the abuses occurred during the 1966 to 1976 Cultural Revolution.
We're talking here about the great majority of people detained for criminal offenses who were then subjected to psychiatric evaluation by the police on the suspicion that they were insane. And of that group, as many as 75% in some parts of China during that decade were officially said to be political cases, that's to say dissidents.
The number of politically related cases gradually declined to around 1 or 2% by the early 1990s, the report says. It notes that even this low rate was equal to or greater than the rate of psychiatric detentions in the former Soviet Union. The report says that the rate in China is now on the rise again, mostly because of the outlawed spiritual group the Falun Gong. The government claims that the practice of Falun Gong has driven some followers insane. But sanity, Munro says, is not the key issue.
Even if a significant number of those detained in mental asylums are indeed suffering from some form of mental illness, the fundamental question still remains of why they were arrested in the first place. That's to say, all they did was express dissident political views peacefully, or in the case of Falun Gong, carry out their religious practices.
The report, however, defends the majority of Chinese psychiatrists as ethical. It says they have largely discarded Soviet-style theories, which for decades held that the root of mental illness lay in bourgeois or un-Marxist thinking. At the World Psychiatric Association Congress, some psychiatrists will urge the association to send a fact-finding mission to China. But the problem may not be decisively addressed until Chinese police powers are cut back and the political climate allows psychiatrists and other Chinese to feel safe about publicly discussing human rights abuses. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.